In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Most dear Canon, dearest brothers and sisters, we all have heard the cry of the Saint Peter at the moment of the Transfiguration, when he cried out, "Lord, it is good that we are here." And that was not limited just to his ecstatic moment. There should be moments for us regularly, at all times, when we have been drawn, maybe drawn by routine, other times drawn by a true pull of the heart, to gather together, to be in community, in communio, to pray with each other, for each other, and asking for the divine mercy, the divine assistance, and that the great physician will heal the wounds that we carry with us, that are woundedness from long ago, but also the woundedness that we pick up on a daily basis. Those moments of stumbling, those moments of lack of security in the moment. And those are the times when we cry out sometimes in our loneliness and in our sense that we have, that everything must be attacked or dealt with on our own. It's when our Lord whispers to us and says, never think that you're alone. Never think that even in the most difficult of circumstances, not only in your individual life, but in the world around you, even if it appears that the whole world is sick, and even if it appears if my holy church and some of the stewards within the church are sick, do not lose faith. Do not constantly seek healing of the woundedness. We imagine sometimes that healing is only for those who have been given a special degree, who have a series of letters after their names. And yet we are all called into one communion to heal, to be healers. Mothers know this. Fathers know this. Your children don't first ask for the surgeon. They ask for mother or for father. "I'm hurt. Heal me. Help me." And of course, loving mothers and fathers do. But when we realize that the healing art is for all of us and not just for a select few, then we realize that in that sense of healing, that we can gather together and we can all participate to the fullness of what we've been given. And clearly there will be physicians and surgeons who will have greater capacity to heal because of the gifts that they have been given. And yet every single one of us here has the opportunity to claim the name of healer. Healer in our own families, healers even of our own selves. You've heard this idea that somehow that we must heal ourselves. Physician, heal thyself. An impossibility. And yet when we come seeking healing, we have two emergency rooms in this church. and they are staffed regularly so that those who come with their wounds and their healing, they can come and they receive the healing balm of the great physician himself through the inadequacies of his ministers. When your children come to you, mothers and fathers, with their wounded knees or whatever it is that is hurting them, they don't expect perfection. They just want to know that you're present and that you do want to embrace them. And you may not immediately be able to heal them fully, but it is in that being present and available. We hear today so often how medicine has to become a tool by which society will move itself forward. And we so many times hear that one comment over and over again that after a while may even become sort of eye-rolling and nauseating. Follow the science. But how many of us really understand what the word science actually means? Ciencia, knowledge. Follow the knowledge. But what is knowledge if it is just naked knowledge, just facts? Naked knowledge probably has very little ability to heal anyone, because knowledge must be steeped in veritas. Scientia must be steeped in veritas. Knowledge and truth must abide together. Knowledge and compassio and misericordia, compassion and mercy must abide together. And when knowledge is so affected by the other gifts, then it becomes sapientia. It becomes wisdom. Follow the science where? Follow it, we pray, to wisdom and truth and goodness and beauty. Because if the science leads us to any other conclusion or to any other location, it is not of God, and it has no ability to heal. And it is particularly incumbent upon those who have been given the extra grace of being called physician that the science must be imbued with the fullness of mercy and compassion and love. It must be imbued with Christ himself, because if it is not, it is purely empty action. Because if it does not help to heal the soul as well as the body, it is empty. What good is it to gain the world, to gain the fullness of health? You see all the time people trying to seek immortality in this life. They want to be muscular and live a long time and eat all the right things and do all the right things, and their souls are dead. What good is that? And what good is it for a physician to be told that what has been true about medicine from the very beginning, that it has always been an art, because it is steeped in both spirit and body. And if it loses spirit, if it loses the essence of the divine that was given to it from the very beginning by the divine healer himself, then it is nothing more than a secular enterprise. Medicine becomes nothing more than an exercise in maintenance of the flesh, but loss of the precious soul. The essence of each one of us abides first in the soul before it's ever manifest in the flesh. Medicine these days and physicians these days are under constant attack. Attack by those who want to weaponize medicine and use medicine for what I must say is purely the work of the diabolical. And the art of medicine can be practiced in such a way that the first thing that we say, even though we say is do no harm, it is getting to the point where we have to say, get thee behind me, Satan. Leave my practice, leave my family, leave me alone. In the name of my Lord and Savior, in the name of the great physician, get behind me, Satan. Leave me, depart from me, because I cannot do the work that has been given to me if you insist on trying to dictate all that I should be and do. Na se vales pisumu. Get thee behind me, accursed one. And physicians, all those who are here who are physicians, we know that sometimes we tend to realize that it's all on us, individually. We bear the totality of the crosses that we carry. We do not and we cannot, because that is a recipe for immediate failure. If we do not enter into communio, into communion with each other, that the fullness of our sciencia, the fullness of our knowledge, that because we gather together as one group, first of all, dedicated to veritas, to the truth, we need each other. We need the fullness of this community. And every doctor here today, when you identify and you know that that person is a physician, go up to them, and if you're able, I will pray with you and for you. And every physician then to say to those who we are part of one family that will pray with and for each other. For what reason? In order that we may be truly strengthened in the truth of all that it is to be a healer. And that each of us this day knows that we are called to heal. Ask our Lord, show me Jesus. Show me how I can be a healer and reflect you, only you. Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.